This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Israel Galvan is coming from Seville. Karima Amaya from Mexico City. Ivan Vargas from Granada. And Marco Flores from Cadiz. They and many others travel to New Mexico next week for the 26th edition of the Festival Flamenco Internacional de Albuquerque. With us this morning is the woman who has put the festival together 26 times, the head of Albuquerque's National Institute of Flamenco, dancer and choreographer, Eva Insinias Sandoval. Eva, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, there is, of course, a lot going on in the festival, which takes place next Monday, June 10th through Sunday, June 16th. There are classes, workshops, master classes. But for our purposes, let's talk about performances. For instance, Thursday night, June 13th at Rohde Theater at
yes.
UNM, a look at the golden age of flamenco. What does that mean and who's going to be taking part?
The golden age of flamenco is a time that celebrates flamenco coming into its own. For many, many decades, it was performed underground in caves and in secret because the gypsies were not allowed to do it publicly. In the golden age, that's when it started to be seen in tabernas, cafe cantantes.
What time are we talking about?
We're talking middle of the 1800s into the early 1900s.
Okay.
Singers, guitarists started this whole movement, and eventually dance became introduced into the idea, dance actually being the latest in that evolution. That is considered the golden age, and Israel Galvan, who comes from a very, very important flamenco family, has choreographed this evening, taking us through the palos, or the flamenco rhythms, songs, and dances that were so instrumental in developing the presence of flamenco in the public world.
And he's being joined by two musicians who are very well known and also very well versed in traditional
Absolutely.
Styles.
Alfredo Lagos, tremendous guitarist. Israel and Alfredo have worked together for years and years and have created such a beautiful union of the baile and the toque that it is revered by flamenco artists all over the world. They're just considered to be the sort of consummate performers that have really taken the flamenco world and shaken it up in very interesting ways.
And a singer as well.
Yes, El Perrate is his name. Also comes from a very long line of flamenco singers. This will be the first time that he is performing in the United States. These are people whose lineage goes back for generations, who speak the art form with tremendous integrity. So we are very excited about having Tomás El Perrate here in Albuquerque. He's never been to the festival, has heard much about it, and is very excited about coming. And he's going to be gracing our stages in Israel's show, as well as Fiesta Flamenca, and his own show at the Kimo Theater. That's new. We were able to get him to do his own music concert at the Kimo Theater.
Right. I noticed that there is a performance without dance.
That's right. Purely a music concert. And that is something that I would really love to do more in the festival. So maybe this is going to help us to get moving in that direction.
Eva Insinias Sandoval welcomes world-class artists to Albuquerque for the 26th edition of the Festival Flamenco Internacional, June 10th through June 16th. For a performance schedule and ticket information, go to ffi26.org or call 242-7600. Eva, great to have you with us again. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you so much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.